The wounded are made whole.
The wounded are made whole.
There's rest for your soul.
There is rest.
Here we go. Come on. The Spirit is, say it.
Where the Spirit is.
Come on, say it one more time in Jesus' name. Where the Spirit is.
Where the Spirit is.
Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Where the Spirit is.
Where the Spirit is.
Yeah. There is healing. Tell them, family, say it.
There is healing.
Where the Spirit is.
Where the Spirit is.
Yeah, yeah. There's deliverance. Say it. Where the Spirit is, come on.
Where the Spirit is.
Where the Spirit is.
Yeah, come on, tell them. There's joy. Say it, family.
There's joy.
Where the Spirit is.
Where the Spirit is.
Come on, somebody here. Have a little touch with it. Say it again. There's joy.
There is joy.
There's joy. There's joy.
Hallelujah. Come on, say it.
Where the Spirit is.
Come on, Stephanie. Say it one time, Stephanie. Where the Spirit is, say,
where the Spirit is,
there is liberty.
There is liberty. Amen. There is liberty.
Hallelujah.
There is liberty.
I find liberty.
There's liberty.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
This woman said, I need some help. My daughter got a devil. She said, out in the public. She was so loud that the disciples say, Lord, send her away. Get rid of this woman. She bothering us. When Jesus saw that attitude in him, then he turned to that woman. First, he was silent, didn't say nothing. I think he was waiting on those disciples to see what they was going to do. And they wanted to kick out. She ain't Jewish. She a Canaanite woman calling us. Get rid of that woman. Jesus. They gonna sick Jesus on her. Jesus. Get rid of that woman, Jesus. And Jesus didn't do that. Jesus went over there and he said, you know, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel right now. She didn't even listen. She said, Lord, help me. I'm asking you to help. You can help me. Help me. I don't care who you sent to. Help me. See, this woman wouldn't be denied. She's not going to take no for an answer. I mean, first of all, he was silent, didn't say nothing. She's still following. Jesus! My daughter got a devil. I need some help for my daughter. I mean, she out there. He ain't saying nothing. Keep walking. Till them disciples say, kick her out. Get rid of her. Run her off. Then he came to me and said, look, I'm sent to the house of Israel right now. She said, I don't care who you sent to. In a humble way, because she did it, she bowed down before him. See, she came in humility. She got on her knees in front of him. She bowed down. She said, Lord, I know you sent to them, but help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Then Jesus put another roadblock there. He's not really trying to hinder her. He's trying to find the depth of her faith. He wants to see how deep does her faith go. He said, you know, it's not proper for me to feed the dogs before the children eat. It's not right for me to cast children's bread, which is healing, deliverance, peace of mind, safety, protection, provision, all of these, all the blessing is children's bread. It is what Jesus provided for us in redemption. That's what he, that's what children's bread is. It is what you ought to be eating. It is what you ought to have in your life. Amen. That's what you ought to be walking in. The children's bread. He says, not right. She didn't argue with him. She said, Lord, you tell the truth. It's not right for you to feed the dogs for the children to eat. She said, but Lord, the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Jesus said, whoa, woman, great is your faith. Oh, is God pleased with faith? Oh, was he pleased? Oh, was he excited inside? Oh, was he leaping inside? Oh, woman. I bet he just. Woman, great. I've been looking for this. See, we think Jesus say, great is your faith. No, I mean, he say, woman. When he say, oh, woman, he got some exclamation on it. Woman, great is your faith. Be it unto you, even as you will. Whatever you want, you got it. That's why I call her the crumb snatcher. Her faith reached over into the covenant that she was not even a part of and grabbed some crumbs off the table of redemption. And she got the healing for her daughter. Jesus said, for this saying. See what she believed. She had to say it. He said, for this saying. For what you just said coming out of your heart, the devil is gone out of your daughter. She's healing herself, same hour. Now, does Jesus respond to your faith any different? Nope. Because he's no respecter of faith. His response to faith is always the same. It is always, so be it unto you as you have believed. Or whatever you want, you got it. You just have to believe you got it when you ask for it, and it's granted, and you'll have it. I'm working on my faith. I believe that my faith will soar to heights that I've never known. There ain't no limit to faith, and I'm getting some more. That's what great faith is. It has humility, has compassion, and it has an understanding of authority. That Jesus have all authority in heaven and earth, and that things take place in the earth realm through the release of words. Spoken words is how you get things done. And there's no higher authority than Jesus. And so when he speaks a word to you, then it's done. That word goes to work. Amen? You have to understand the authority that's in your words when you believe what the words say. In other words, God will take his word and fit it in your mouth. You see what happened that day that the Lord spoke to me and said, I will not abandon you. Guess what I did? Right then, I took that word and I put it here. I will not be abandoned. The Lord said he wasn't going to abandon. I'll never be without aid or support. I've been saying that for over 10 years. This word going to last me the rest of my life. He said that word wasn't just good for a season in my life. That word was forever. I'll never be abandoned or left without aid or support. And the Lord remind me every now and then when the devil get on my trail and I start thinking about things, then the Lord always take me back to that word. I said, that's right. I'll never be abandoned. Glory to God. So I fit that word. I let the Holy Ghost put that word right in my mouth and I start saying what he said. And when I say what he said, then blessing is released. It didn't matter how many people didn't want me to get a good job. There were a lot of people waiting on me to fail. Yeah, what he gonna do now? Quit? Resign? Now let's see what's gonna happen to him. There's a lot of people not pulling for me. But it didn't matter. It does not matter who's against you when God is for you. It don't make a difference. It don't matter who's against you when God for you. It don't matter. So your faith have to go to another level. How you do it? I'm saying, God, I feel God stretching me on the inside because I'm believing God for some huge, huge blessings that's just not for me. It's because I have compassion in my heart for this region. And I'm growing in that compassion. And I want to stay humble before God. And I understand that all I got to do is hear what God is saying to me, put those words in my mouth and believe them with all my heart, and those words will release the blessing in my life. And the word will release blessing. I'm going to take you with me. I want us all to partake of this grace. Amen. Now, let me tell you, let me close with this here. The first message talked about double-mindedness and how I spent a lot of time talking about being single, single-minded, having a single eye, that your eye only see the word of God. You only do what you see your father doing. You only speak what you hear him saying. That's the way we got to live. We inquire of him of everything because he's our single source. Amen? All right, but I was asking the Lord, and I was putting on paper all the things that need to be done, all the things I believe that God has assigned for me to do. And I was wondering, I say, now, how am I going to have time to do all this here? I know that God's going to provide the help. So I'm believing God for the right help. So I know that the help will come that way. But the Lord dealt with me personally. And you know what he told me? He said, you watch too much TV. I say, Lord, how can I wrap my spirit around all the things you're telling me and you're showing me? How do I work this? He said, you're going to have to stop watching so much TV. Now, I'm not telling you to get rid of your TV, throw it on side the road, cut your cable cords, you know. Don't take clippers to your cable or nothing like that. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not talking about all of that. I'm just saying that you need to be really sensitive to the Lord and you need to judge yourself because I got a feeling that I ain't the only one. So I make it my goal is to cut it off and let me spend my time doing things that's going to profit the kingdom. Even though I'm not watching bad things, I don't look at bad movies and things like that. Got to take care of his business first. Got to do his business first. I got to make him the apple of my eye. I've got to be single in my pursuit of God. See, you can't have two minds. And you can't have two support systems. You can't have double vision. You shout, you jump in church on Sunday. And then on Monday morning, you back say, well, I guess life back to normal now. You see, that's different. That's wrong. You got to be the same way on Sunday. Same way on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It don't make any difference. You're a believer. You're a believer 24/7. That means that you have to make a commitment to the word. Because that rhema word will come to you as you're spending time, as you're hearing it, as you're keeping it before your eyes, as you're thinking and meditating and pondering the word, and then obeying what you see the Bible tell you to do. I get instruction every time I read. I see something where I need to make an adjustment. Some of it's personal, and some of it have to do with the church. Things that we need to be doing as a church to bless our community. We're here to bless our city.